Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Amended Hawkers and Peddlers Act moved into committee. On this day, July 8th in the year 1857, the Barbadian published the business conducted in the House of Assembly, which included discussion related to the Hawkers and Peddlers Act. This was an attempt to further regulate the commercial activities of this segment of society. The House was moved into committee on the matter of the amendment of the Hawkers and Peddlers Act. The first clause of the Act was discussed as it related to the imposition of an increase in the cost of a license to be obtained from the treasurer of the island, giving them permission to conduct their trade. An amendment was introduced to decrease the cost of the license from £1.10 to a flat £1. The Act also included those hawkers and peddlers who used carts, horses, or asses in conducting their trade and were expected to pay an additional tax on their carts and animals. This clause was adjusted when, under objection, Mr. Lyell pointed out that these workers were already subjected under the Road Act to pay taxes on their carts per wheel as well as for their animals. This clause was struck down and the vote to uphold operations by the singular license prevailed by a majority of 8-4. The trade of those referred to within the bill as hawkers and peddlers and the move to regulate their commercial activities was not a new occurrence. Over time, such occupations were conducted by the disenfranchised, who, in the case of the enslaved, were discharged by their masters to ply their trade on the streets for the benefit of said master. Noting that during the era of slavery, the disenfranchised were involved in selling different commodities on the streets and in the Sunday markets, and this did not change after the institution of slavery ended. It had become established as a tradition. Additionally, the authorities, especially at the level of the police and members of society, were vocal about the urgent need for regulation in this area of trade as conducted by the working class. Therefore, giving consideration to this occupation in the year 1857, the attention of the House of Assembly was brought specifically to the lack of order in the sale of fish in the area of the bridge. In an earlier publication, the editor of the Barbadian highlighted the chaotic scene in the area of the bridge where crowds gathered and intercepted the fish vendor to make their purchases. The editorial described the immense crowd, noise, disputes, smells, and disruption as unacceptable. However, cautioning that while the scene was unbecoming, it was quite unnecessary to prohibit the sale of the vendors, but rather to regulate their activities by confining their sales to a specific location which would be more conducive, endeavoring not to disrupt the livelihood of those hawking or peddling the fish. Therefore, on this day, July 8th in the year 1857, the Barbadian published the report on the session of the House of Assembly held the previous day, highlighting the discussion related to the Hawkers and Peddlers Act.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.